welcome to Newsbox. It's, Tuesday the 14th of November?
Yeah.
Oh, I was guessing.
Ooh.
Well done. And here's the news.
Michael Jackson has, been in trouble again. He's not been in London for very long.
Well, what's he up to?
He's been standing outside a school with binoculars.
Yeah, it's not very good, is it?
Somebody said, excuse me, don't I know you? Are you Wacko Jacko? And he just, like, ran off.
I suppose they recognised him with all that hair.
Well, he's been in all the papers.
That's true. Desert Orchid. The lovely horsey.
I think we should make this a Desert Orchid.
It's a Desert Orchid. Desert Orchid passed yesterday. It's a tribute to the racing legend.
Farewell, old lads.
He was 25. It's, 27. Well old for a horsey.
Bless him, he's a handsome boy, isn't he?
He is, yes, they've got some muscular pictures of him. Here we are. Desi, still on shirt, can still show off his muscular frame at the end of 2004.
Aww.
He's got a blanket clip there.
Well,
for his hair,
apparently he died with dignity.
Shot him.
Which is more than can be said for the old woman that, I just read about in the Metro, who died 5 weeks ago, has had seven visits from various carers, none of them actually noticed she was dead.
I don't think they actually got in, I think he just knocked at the door and went, oh, I'm supposed to be taking her shopping. She must be out already, even though she's infirm.
She had fresh milk in the fridge, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'd been in.
I've been in, just left it there, yeah. Thought she was asleep. She must have smelled a bit.
Well... I mean, you read about these old people dying. It's like, do you remember there was that man whose wife had died and he stayed in bed with her?
Oh, yeah.
And she'd just dried up. So some of them go, I think maybe that happens more when you're older.
You've not got as much juice in you
no,
to come
so
out.
No, so you just dry up. Easier to be mummified. Mm.
Jordan is, she's the face of new Katie Price underwear. It's available at Asda. It's for curvier women.
Yeah.
Size 32 to 38, cup sizes D to F. I think this is pretty cool. What she's done to publicise it, to launch it, she's got a load of women together. They're not models, they're like just her friends and family, and they're modelling the underwear. So there's 10 of them with her.
Yeah.
They include her mum, her best friend, her best friend's sister, her nanny, her nail technician, all sorts. Some of them are in their 20s, some of them are in their 40s, some are in their 50s. I think that's quite nice.
Yeah.
They all look good. I don't think she's a D-cup, mind, that one.
Gosh, Jordan does look quite spectacular.
Anyway, so go and check out Jordan's Scundies in Asda.
Nice.
This is quite good. I quite like the... Keep going. Yeah. I like the headline, Charlie Chaplin. It's about a jailed chaplain who has been suspended last night after finding out that he smokes crack. He's the chaplain at Pentonville Prison. He's 54 years old. He's married with two children. He's been doing it for a while. He did, coincidentally, or maybe not, Pete Doherty, 27, spent 13 nights in Pentonville Prison in January. And the chaplain met him, so it's probably Kate Moss's fault.
Kate Moss is just the devil, isn't she?
She's the curse.
So pretty. There's a promising young gymnast who was doing some results, practicing, probably for the 2012 Olympics.
Doing some flips,
being flipped over, flip that kind of thing. Broken neck.
Oops. She probably can't do gymnastics anymore.
No, she's fucked, but she's getting £1 million, so.
The Jungle Celebrity Jungle Programme was on last night. Mylene has been wearing her bikini a lot. David Guest, clearly gay, says she's a 10 in every way. She does look good. David Guest is apparently now the favourite to win.
Which is rubbish. I don't think he is.
I do think he's going to stay in it a long time because he's fascinating and I think he probably will get voted for every single Bush Tucker trial there is.
Yeah.
Just because it'll be
when
hilarious.
He got voted to do the first thing yesterday, I just said it's the sort of thing that it makes me proud to be British.
Well, I saw it because I watched the start of it.
Really.
No. I watched the start of it and I said, I bet he gets voted for every single one. And then I found out today he did. So I could bother to watch the end of the programme.
Jason Donovan was very funny jumping out of a helicopter yesterday.
Yeah.
He was quite scared. Yeah, so that's
Matt from Busted was very scared too.
He was very scared, but he didn't sing like Jason Donovan did.
No.
The other one, when they went in, they went in a canoe.
Yeah.
That was less interesting.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the budding relationship between Toby Anstis and Jan Leeming though. Cute.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
And the gay designer bloke, he's annoying. He's going to be out first, Toby
Anstis, I think. Though, wants to take that fucking scarf off his head.
Was he wearing a bandana?
Yeah, I mean, not a good look for him. Another one who should change his look is Russell Brand.
Oh, really?
In Sacks from MTV.
But hasn't he been given his own Channel 4 talk show?
Well, that is maybe, but
it's... been sacked from MTV again.
Yeah.
There's new IVF available now for single women and lesbians. So the age-old question has rung its clanging chime of doom again. What are men good for? The Daily Mirror.
Well, even with IVF, you need real spunk, don't you?
True. You can't get synthetic spunk.
Yet. Pig?
Maybe. But anyway, they've got all the columnists in the Daily Mirror to write what men are for. And it's a very, very sad state of affairs, I have to say. This is the sort of thing that they're saying for. A man here, Paul Routledge, says they're good for opening doors, changing light bulbs, fetching coal, paying the bills, digging up the garden and bringing dead animals back to the cave for supper. Or perhaps not the last one. And sex, maybe. Sue Carroll says sweetly, bless them, knowing when we need a cuddle. That's probably the best thing. Richard Hammond, the late Richard Hammond, says he's good at unblocking sinks and rescuing cats, but he is scared of spiders. There's another one, Brian Reed, hair out of the plug hole, lid off a curry sauce jar. Who would you blame for nicking your house keys? Who would you cut up to at night asking them if they let the bins out? Fiona Phillips says they're not really good for much, but she would miss picking their dirty pants and trousers and socks off the floor. Jim Shelley says men are good for watching football, forgetting Valentine's Day, and carrying kids on their shoulders. Colleen Nolan says a bit of romance and sex. Kevin Maguire says they'll catch daddy long legs. Polly Hudson says not much, but it'd be a bit dull without them. And it's just sad. All they're basically useful for is really mundane domestic tasks, which, to be honest...
We proved today that we could...
We've done some hammering today.
We did some hammering.
We've put up some lights. We've done some rigging.
Yeah, I did some bloody wiring.
Yeah, so...
I did some wiring and hammering.
If there was a spider here, I'd deal with it.
Yeah.
I have no fear of the spider.
Yesterday I killed a wasp.
So, I feel it's really sad that men should be for something a bit more useful than just getting jars of pickle and...
But it's nicer to have a real dick than a fake dick.
Well, that's what Colleen Nolan says. She seems to know quite a lot about it, having been married to Shane Ritchie. It doesn't matter how many sexual aids there are, there's nothing like the real thing. But then I suppose we get what women good for, it's moaning and having babies, so... And getting lost in the cars, and not being able to park, and other sexual stereotypes. Not understanding football.
They're good for having tits.
Yep.
Andy Warhol's iconic image of Chinese leader Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong.
£6.3 million.
That's quite a lot.
Now, up to me, if I liked it, I'd just buy a print. To be honest. And I wouldn't even do that, I wouldn't like it.
Procol Harum having a fight over the song Wide Shade of Pale.
It's about the organ part, isn't it?
Yeah, it just seems like they only had one hit, and obviously...
It's a great song.
It's not, it's really boring.
Oh, I like it.
It reminds me of a Dulux.
I do actually like the organ bit of it. I mean, whoever was involved in putting it together, they should all get a bit of it, really.
Well, that's what they should have done with Spandau Ballet. It's a similar thing.
Yeah.
Apparently churchgoers in the US have started a trend of having church services involving U2 songs, and they're called the U2 Purist. And they all sing about pride in the name of love and elevation. And when love comes to town with B.B. King.
And Vertigo.
Yeah. There's 16 states and 7 countries are doing these U2 songs now.
That's quite interesting. I've been listening to that Atomic Bomb album. Mm-hmm. I loved this last week.
Have you? I didn't know you had it.
The Vertigo is one of the songs that does make me jig.
Does it? Yeah. Which one's that one?
I'm in a place called Vertigo, under star. It's everything I think I didn't know.
When you give me something I can feel. I do like that bit.
Kate Thornton got a hoax letter from Simon Cowell's office sacking her.
Oh.
As a joke.
Was it a joke? Did Simon Cowell's office send it as a joke, or was it someone that sent pretending it was from? I said fake, saying that's the clue there.
Yeah, she's trying to work out which judge is guilty. Probably Louis.
It's quite funny.
Or Sharon.
It might not have been a judge at all. It might have been a disgruntled act. It might have been the McDonald brothers.
Oh, Dion, if you've got, if you eat lots of red meat, you get breast cancer.
Bad luck, everyone. This old lady bought two pictures for 20 years ago for £200, so they're quite pricey. And she had them hung up in her spare room because she thought they're pretty. Turns out they're Renaissance masterpieces worth more than £1 million. But sadly, she's died now. And now her family are going to sell them and split the money three ways.
How long has she had them for?
20 years.
That's a shame.
You think that was a bit of a shame? She lived very frugally. She bought her clothes from a catalogue. She ate frozen meals and went everywhere on the bus.
That's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
It is. And then her relatives didn't think, well, we'll keep it, because she really liked them. Think, no, we'll sell them.
Yeah.
You might as well, I suppose.
You might as well.
Right, I'm going to be rude now about some dead servicemen. They've letters from the front line. They've got some pictures of the last letters that some dead servicemen sent to their family. This one, Private Leon Spicer, I don't know how old he is, but he's practically illiterate.
Well, that's why you go in the army, isn't it?
Well, you see, that guy, who is the guy who got in trouble for saying that? The American politician guy who...
George Bush?
No. He was a Democrat. He said it a couple of weeks ago, he said, if you don't study hard, you'll just have to go to the army, you'll get sent to Iraq. And everyone went, ooh, how rude, it's not just stupid people. But to be honest, by the looks of these letters, this one's got quite neat handwriting. But the one that they've printed really big is the one that is written in spacky handwriting with lots of spelling mistakes. And it's almost written in text language.
Well, I mean, the text language thing, though, is a worry. A girl that I was at school with got back in touch with me recently and sent me this basically illiterate email. And I thought, I couldn't believe it, because she did seem to... She used to be reasonably intelligent. We used to sit next to her, we were in the same set in maths. And the email she sent me was just completely unintelligible. It turned out she's got a degree.
But
I think, how the hell have you got a degree? Is it in leisure and tourism?
Well, that probably explains quite a lot. I was just standing at a hotel desk going, have you had anything from the minibar?
But I think a lot of people have gone backwards because of the text speaking. They think it's all right.
Possible.
I found it repulsive.
Another thing about why men were rubbish. Man flu does exist. In the sense that men do think they've got a flu when they've got a cold, which everyone does anyway. I really, really despise the phrase man flu. It makes me feel physically sick. If anyone says it, I want to punch them in the face. It's just like, you've just leapt on a really bad cliche. You can't think of anything wittier to say.
Mm. Well, women do it as well.
What, it's five off?
Well, no, I mean, men and women both go, oh, I've had flu.
Oh, they do, but the percentage here, 64% of men would take a day off with a cold, saying they had flu, whereas only 45% of women would. I mean, you know if you've got flu, everyone knows that. But, yeah. Men spend more money on remedies, and 82% stay in bed until they feel better, whereas women will get out and, you know, do useful stuff like
spreading it round.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But, yeah, so, men are having it's a bleak day for men today, isn't it?
Yeah.
This one's doing well for himself. An Asbo couple.
I love this couple.
Daniel Brinkley, 17, and pole dancer Jennifer Haig, 18, are their neighbours from hell because they're always having bust-ups. It's an extraordinary picture. She's taller than him. And to be honest, when I looked at the picture, they look really similar, and I kind of thought that was his mum. Because they've got a really similar sort of look to them.
Yeah.
On this particular picture, they've got the same expression and a similar nose. But then if you look at this other picture... They're both quite minging, but he's going out with this pole dancer who's a lot taller than him. He's 17. I don't know what she sees in him, to be honest.
She could probably get herself a nice rich businessman.
She
she could give it at least buy her a skirt.
She could go out with a married man who'll keep her in the way she's become accustomed by getting an husband brawling in the streets. Classy.
Macca, showing positive signs, he's been out and about, he's been...
Is he dating again yet?
No, but he's promoting his new classical work, Eki Chromium. And he's looking pretty cheerful now he's not got some stump with him.
Brilliant. A waxwork model of President Bush has been vandalised by disgruntled Americans. They've just knocked his head off.
Excellent.
It's at Madame Tussauds in Vegas.
John McCurrick, going back to...
Useless Men. Oh, no.
And Useless Men. He said... Old Desert Orchid. He was a horse that transcended horse racing.
What did he do then? Did he fly over the moon?
I don't know, I mean, I think
he was known for horse racing, I don't think he transcended it.
No, I don't think he did either. I'd quite like to, find out what he meant by that. Maybe.
I mean, he's one of our top horses.
Top horse, actually.
What about Shergar?
Oh, poor old Red Rum. I met Red Rum.
Did you?
Yeah, unless I forget. I met Red Rum loads of times.
I think I might have met, actually, now you say it. I think I've met Red Rum too.
Red Rum used to live around the corner from my grandma.
Or maybe I met Desert Orchid.
We'd see him going for a little
walk. I met one famous horse, anyway. If it wasn't Shinnegar.
Did you,
No.
The pumpkin? No.
A photographer who used secret cameras to spy on models undressing was behind jails last night. He called himself Marco, which is always a sign for a wanker. He put cameras in floor lights so he could look at models' skirts, which is a lot of effort. You'd think he'd go,
if you just want to see that badly, I'll show you.
Well, the thing is, most models, you go, come on, they'll pop them off, I'll make you famous, and they'll go for it, they're idiots. So he's gone to a lot, but then if he was just going, oh, come on, I'll put you in the K's catalogue, put this skirt on, and then film
don't
me up
put
the dresses.
Your knickers on.
I don't know what. He could be the new Lulu. I don't know what he was thinking.
Two passengers got on a P&O ferry, never got off it. Presumed dead.
Oh, there was a big rescue for them out for them yesterday, wasn't there? So on all over the news.
A husband.
Do you know what happened though?
No.
They got hitched the lift with a lorry driver.
A husband murdered his wife, fed her to some pigs.
Did they eat her all up?
Yep.
How did they find out?
Because he'd been overheard saying that he was going to feed her to the pigs.
That was his main flaw. That was almost the perfect crime. Have you got any more news? So I was going to move on to our book of the week.
Oh, just that lots of people in Britain can't make a good custard. Practice makes perfect.
Do you need to be able to make a good custard? Because you can't get it in the tin now.
You can, but it's nice to be able to just make a good custard.
Out of eggs and things.
Yeah, just eggs and shit.
I've never tried to make a custard. Not that fussed about custard.
Book of the week, sorry.
Book of the week. It's the programme 15 Steps to Finding Your Husband After 30 by Rachel Greenwald. The ISBN number. I won't do the ISBN number. I'm looking at here how to your best look for a moment. Your hair. I'm just going to skim this because there's a lot of quite in-depth advice.
Yeah.
Men for long hair. 90% of all men she's ever asked have told me that. Yet single women over 30 usually have shorter hair. Other women will like it. They'll appreciate a stylish cut. Men won't notice. They just want long hair. They say Kirsty Young in here. I think this is an English book.
I've grown my hair.
You're going to grow your hair good.
Yeah.
Your hair colour. Does it complement your skin tone? Is your hair colour too harsh? I see some women, especially blondes, who have shockingly horrible hair colour. Do you dye your hair red?
No.
If so, make sure it's the right red. Some look phony, and never dye your eyebrows the same shade as red as your hair. Do people really dye their eyebrows?
Some people do. I think some people lighten them a bit if they've gone blonde and they've got very dark eyebrows.
Actually, I have lightened them slightly.
You wouldn't dye them red, though.
No. Is your hair natural looking? Try and get a natural hair colour. If you're greying, you should dye your hair. If not, it makes you look old. There's plenty of time to look distinguished after you've found a partner. Don't use too much hairspray. Men like hair that's soft to touch, not hair that feels like cardboard.
Oh. What about greasy hair?
they don't like that. There's all sorts of stuff about makeup. It says if you're going for a special occasion, get someone professional to do your makeup, you're just going to fuck it up. If you're on a first date or go to a function. Nails. Keep fingernails looking nice, but not so nice that they resemble a work of art. You don't want to appear high maintenance.
What do you think of mine?
They're a bit grubby. And they could do with the polish. Particularly mine.
Oh, you've got stupid little hands, haven't you?
Also
same
grubby.
Same as mine, grubby.
I tell you what, we've been doing rigging today, and that's why we've got grubby nails. Pop quiz!
Ooh.
Situation! A friend approaches you at a party and says she'd like to introduce you to some of the single men in her office. She asks you, what's your type? What would you say?
A nice man.
That's not a bad answer. The answer she says to give is someone wonderful. What this is in the step four of the programme, market expansion, casting a wide net. Don't just go for, a type. Cast your... You're desperate. You're 30. You're desperate.
I like thin lips and a big nose. And a good prominent chin. That's my type.
Don't say that. Just say anyone. As long as they're over... They're not of restricted growth.
Preferably no hair.
Or
a full head of hair, but not in the middle.
Not balding.
No, one or the other.
Okay, that's all I think we'll just do for today. But
So I need to grow my hair.
You need to grow your hair.
Change my hair colour.
Yeah.
Wash it.
Make your nails look nice, but not too nice.
Yeah.
And get someone professional to do your makeup for you every day.
And look for someone wonderful.
Yeah, and don't close your options off.
Okay, I'm just going to do some telemarketing now from the book.
Okay.
If there's any wonderful men out there, I'm looking for someone special to share my life with a good chin.
Or, don't just say, you're casting your nets too thinly here, too small. Don't just say if there's any men out there. If there's any women out there, who've got wonderful friends. Yeah. Or a brother. Or a dad, even.
Any of your, friends who have got a kid.
Yeah, anyway, what's your bottom limit?
Bottom limit?
Yeah. Age-wise.
Age-wise.
That kid from X Factor is about 17, isn't he?
Anthony.
Anthony,
I don't know. My bottom limit, realistically, is probably 25.
Okay.
Top limit, 50.
Oh, so she's cast her nets over 25 years.
Is that okay? Do you want to have a go?
No.
Oh, you don't need to now, do you?
I did get married. I'm actually going up with Paul McCartney.
You're the new stump.
Yes, I am. He says he wants to go back to his veggie ways. He says I'm more like Linda.
Oh, you are more like Linda, actually.
I can't sing.
I bet you'd get on really well, actually.
What, with Macca?
Yeah.
I really like the frog chorus.
Yeah, although I do as well. Which one of them? If Macca,
I've got long hair.
Macca, if you're listening.
He's got a history of women with long hair.
He has. But maybe after his whole mucker thing.
He's gone off.
He's looking for a mucker with shorter hair.
Maybe. Right, let's
Let's shut up.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.